This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's a Wednesday. It can only mean one thing. Even if it's a public holiday, we don't take a break. We don't go on holiday with the language corner. So please gather around, class. We are about to launch to our language corner with Dr. Sponono Mahlangu, Isindebele Dictionary Unit at the University of Pretoria. We are doing Isindebele, so this is our second lesson, by the way, of Isindebele. So be with us and continue with us. We've got two more lessons to go as we learn and ride along. Namhlanje siyaqhubeka nesikhethu. Aw sukani madoda. And make sure that you dial in nice and early so that my guest can be able to address your questions on 0861-987-000. Sometimes, you know, people say, Lukona, you're rushing your callers. It's not my fault at all. If they are calling in at 11:52, rest assured, we are going to rush them and the responses might not be as meaty and nuanced. So make sure that you dial in on 0861-987-000 while there's still time, and do send me those tweets at Lukona Mguni, hashtag Power Talk. Class, I'm taking roll call as we always do. Are you present? Please inform me. I want to check who has absconded this week. I do keep that register. Dr. Mahlangu Locha.
Locha Lukona, ngilochise nabalaleli bakho emakhaya. Thanks to all the listeners at home, and good morning.
Thank you so much. You really, you sound like yabona namhlanje nje, you are nice and rested because it's a public holiday. Dr. Mahlangu, without wasting any time, there are certain things that here on Power Talk with the Language Corner we are trying to achieve. We have different things that we want to know and learn. For example, we want to learn the days of the week, and as you tell us about the days of the week, if there's any significance on a particular name, please do share that with us as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Lukona. Regarding the days of the week, in Isindebele, they don't differ much with the days of the week of other Nguni languages. Regarding the days of the week, we have Monday as Umvulo. Mm-hmm. We have Tuesday as Ulesibili. But with Ulesibili, others would say Ulosibili. It means these two are variants of each other, Ulosibili, Ulesibili. But both are correct.
Yes.
You know, when coming to Isindebele, and then Ulositatu or Ulesitatu, Ulesine, Ulosine, Ulesishanu, Ulesishanu, Ulosishanu. And we have Umgqibelo and Usondo. Well, the significance of this, of some of the days of the week here, is that there are people who are named Abonomgqibelo and then Abonomasondo. They are named after these 2 days of the week, Umgqibelo no Sondo. And our Sondo is not written with a T at the with the NT, but it's written with ND.
So it's Usondo.
Usondo, njengoba sikhuluma uso, abanye bathi ngusondaga, but this sondaga sibulele sisele no Sondo with NDO at the end. Ngulogo ilanga lethu ke, and as I've said, the most significant days here are Umgqibelo and Usondo, because there are people who are named after these 2 days of the week.
Yes. Now, Dr. Mahlangu, I mean, I remember when we were doing isiZulu classes, one of the things that came out is some of these days of the week associated with numbers. So if you look from Tuesday to Friday, ulesibili, ulesithathu, ulesine, ulesihlanu, what is it in these languages, or if you have looked at any chance, the association between some of these languages and numbers?
Yeah, as you rightfully say, some are associated with numbers. It's true. Ulesibili, it's like the second day. Ilanga lesibili, ulesithathu, elesithathu, ulesine, elesine, ulesihlanu, elesihlanu. You see, so these four days are associated with numbers indeed, because the first day of the week, we do have Osondo, but we tend to say Umvulo, the first one, and then coming to the second one as Ulesibili, Ulesithathu, Ulesine, Ulesihlanu, because these are the days where people are working. Unlike Usondo, we all rest on Sunday, and Umgqibelo is our resting day, you know. So normally we tend to turn this around, because rightfully so, Usondo would be the first day, as we all know.
Yes.
But because of this issue of working, you know, we tend to differentiate things now according to the days of the week when people are working. That's why I'm saying Ulesibili, it will be regarded as the second day. Let's start to the third day. Let's see. As you can hear, isine, isihlanu, is four and five.
Yes. Now, Doc, let's move on. Something that tends to have significance in terms of what is happening in the locale where people are found is how they name the months of the year. Can you take us through those and, you know, just give us a snippet in terms of, you know, what January may be and what is happening in January and so on?
Okay, thanks very much, Lukona. Regarding the months of the year, we all know that all the months have these indigenous names that they've named their months of the year. Isindebele also, it has those months of the year that are named after certain things. But let me start by saying Isindebele, previously it used to call this month as Ujanawari. It means it used to Ndebelize this month.
Yes.
January as Ujanabari, and then February, February, March, March, April, April, May, May, June, June, July, July, August, August, September, as September, October, October, and then November, November, December, as December. It means we'll just translate this month in according to the English months.
Yes.
But then after 1996, when those boards, the language boards, the SYL, Southern Language Board, took the decision where they said, in their meeting where they said that Isindebele should have its own names of the 12 months in Isindebele. Now they made that research and they came up with beautiful months.
Yeah.
But before that, let me also highlight the fact that for this Ujanabari, February, March, April, May, what is most significant with this month is that many names were also named after this month. In Isindebele, sina abo January, sina abo March, we do have abo April, abo June, abo July, they're there, abo November, abo December, we do have the people who were named after this month. So that's a beautiful thing also in Isindebele for us. But then coming to the indigenous names that were named by the Estuarial Board of Directors,
yes,
we do have Uchikweni. Uchikweni is the first month of the year. It's January in Isindebele, and this year is a hunger month. So Ichiko, it means hunger. As we all know that in January, on Seskaput, all of us, we don't have money. It's after we had spent our money during the Christmas holidays. So Uchikweni is that month of hunger.
And how do we spell Uchikweni?
Uchikweni is, it's U-T-J-H-I-R-H-W-E-N-I.
Beautiful.
Uchikweni.
Yes.
Uchikweni.
Yes.
Yes. Then the second month, the second month of the year here is Umhlolanja. The spelling is U-M-H-L-O-L-L-O, Umhlolanja, L-A-N-J-A.
Yes.
Umhlolanja. Well, this is the month that we all know when dogs are doing their things, all those nasty things.
Ah, Dr. Mahlangu, nasty things.
Yes.
When they are mating, basically,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's the period. That's what I'm saying. That's the period when dogs are doing all those nasty things. That's
yes.
I don't want to go into details about that. That's why you.
It's so natural, though.
And then we have this that month, Undaga. This was named after when they saw this naughty bird that would run around during this month, eating the sorghum all over the place. So Undaga is named after that bird, Undaga.
Yes.
The one that is just a naughty one who eats sorghum all over the place. Yes, and then Uhlabandangana, I'm not quite sure about that one.
Okay.
But it is the
And that's the month of April.
Yes, it's January, February, March. Undaga, it's April, and it's spelled with U. N-T-A-K-A, yes. And
yes.
Then the April is Uhlabandangana. Yes, U-S-I-H-L-A-B-A-N-T-A-N-G-A-N-A. Uhlabandangana.
Yes.
Then the fifth one, which is May, is called Umhayili. You know, Umhayili, it's when... During that month when the leaves are falling, you know, when everything is dull, you know, there's nothing that is green there, outside there. It's just a dull era when coming to the vegetations. Everything is just dull there. The trees, you know, I've
Yeah.
That's Umhayili, yonke into iyahayileka in that month. And then we have the 6 months as Umgwengweni. Umgwengweni, during this month, Umgwengweni, there are lots of grasses that are called Umgwengweni.
Okay.
During this month, that's why they named this month Umgwengweni.
Are they winter grasses, or they are there throughout the season?
It's winter grasses.
Yeah,
but they are only there during this month.
And are they dry? Are they edible to animals? Do you know any of that?
No. I'm not quite sure whether are they edible to animals. But what I know is that there are lots of these grasses that are called Umgwengweni during this course of the month.
Mm.
And Umgwengweni is spelled as in U-M-G-W-E-N-G-W-E-N-I-E. Umgwengweni. You see, not mkwekweni.
Oh, you don't say mkwekweni, yes.
No, not mkwekweni, as the Sotho languages would say.
Yes.
You know, it's just mkwekweni. And then we have the seventh month, which is Uvela Bahlinze.
Okay.
Yes, let me spell it first.
Yes.
It's Uvelabahlinze.
Yes.
Uvela Bahlinze. That's when we know during this month we normally have these cows that seem not to be very healthy and some are weak. So those types of cows, they are usually they are slaughtered during this month.
Uvela Bahlinze. So
yes, because it looks unhealthy. Sometimes it looks weak, and there's no hope that those type of cows will make it after July.
Yes.
Because we all know that July is the coldest month of them all.
I thought you were going to say Uvela Bahlinze, and I was going to claim it because that's my birth month. But now, hey, Uvela Bahlinze, I'm walking away. I don't want to be Bahlinze.
They are feeling pity for the cows.
Yes.
Kunokuthi izifele kodliwa inguba rather ivele bayihlinze bayidle isase healthy at least.
Yes.
Then we have the eighth month, which is Uhoboyi. Yes, Uhoboyi, but it's spelled as in URHOBOYI. Uhoboyi. Yes, Uhoboyi, these are flowers that grows during the month of August.
Okay.
And usually you'll find that they have this this beautiful white flower on top, you know, that is only visible during this month of Uhoboyi.
Okay, that's quite interesting.
Yes.
Because some languages associate August with windy periods. I'm now wondering whether or not where we find Ndebele people, is this not a windy period? I mean, if flowers are already growing.
Yes, as you say, some they identify this month with the windy period. It's
yes.
True, even in this Ndebele, in the past before we had this month, you know, we used to call it Inyanga Gandulikazi.
Oh, I see now. I see.
Yes, Inyanga Gandulikazi. That's where kuba khona the winds, intuli, dust, and everything. So we're not far away from that. But what they found significant here is that there is this outstanding flower, even during the month of Undulikazi.
Yes.
That flower is there, and it will just grow these beautiful white flowers on top during this month. And we wanted to be different from other languages, you know.
Yes.
Because if you check isiZulu, inyanga kaNtulikazi namanje, I think.
Yes, absolutely it is. Let me just invite our listeners, Dr. Mahlangu, to dial in on 0861-987-000 so that we don't run out of time. The beautiful thing is that even if we leave these on August, we will be able to come back next week. But I do want to make sure that we interact with some of our listeners on the line. Please hold on and take note of the questions. I already have Stephen in Pretoria. Stephen, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning. I just wanted to add, I don't know if I'll get this right. She said that January month, it is actually the month with the name emanated from the fact that in January month, there is a lot of hunger because during December, we spend a lot of our money. So I want to find out, during barter trade, what was it called? Because there was no money involved. It was exchanging of goods.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stephen, for that question. Dr. Mahlangu, let me also read out a question that relates to the names of the days of the week that was sent to me by Makotwa on Twitter, asking there, the issue of Sunday is an interesting one. Given that Monday is Umvulo and Umgqibelo being Saturday, does this predate Christian influence? Those are the two questions for now, Doc.
Okay, but I didn't get well that one of Stephen.
Stephen is right? Saying January, as you said, uchihweni, which means hunger. But what was it called during the barter system when money was not there? So when people could barter throughout the whole year, and probably January didn't stand out as a month of hunger.
Oh, okay. No, I get it. Let him start with this one of Stephen. Stephen is quite correct to say maybe what happened previously. But when I started, I said in this Isindebele started with this month of English where we transliterated them, where we Ndebelized them as Uchanabari. So previously, it was called Uchanabari. It's after when the board came with this beautiful indigenous name, where they took the decision of naming this January as in Uchihweni, because their reasoning behind this was that during the Uchihweni month, we'll all remember that we don't have money because children are going back to school, we're going to buy stationery. You know, there are lots of things that are involved there. And the major thing is that we are from the Christmas holidays where we blew all our monies there.
So we basically it's an invented term using modern circumstances.
Yes.
Okay.
You see.
And
so
then,
coming to this Sunday one, Ute is Sunday. Ute, by the way,
so he says it's an interesting one, the one of Umvulo and Umgqibelo, and then and then you get Sunday. He's asking, did these names come up before, you know, before the biblical era? I just want to double check if it predate Christian influence in the language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like that.
So how, I mean, I suppose it's an interesting one, and you are with the dictionary unit there at the University of Pretoria. It's an interesting one when you have to have a toss-up of which names to use and how far back you go. So I guess you are suggesting some of the names you are able to go quite far back in history to extract meaning and terminology, but some of the, you know, names you are unable to do that, and then you have to be more inventive, I suppose.
Exactly. With some of the names, it's true. We have to be inventive, but with other names, as you rightfully said, that in the dictionary unit, we normally check for the etymological meaning of a word, and we check the history behind the word, you know, so that we can get everything, and we can record everything in order to preserve our language accordingly.
Doc, last one from Mushabela says, I must kindly ask you, how did the eating of peaches and bab come about in the nation of Amandebele?
The eating of?
Peaches and bab.
And bab? No, that's a difficult one, but in as far as I know, there's no language that doesn't have its own thing.
Well, I suppose a people, a nation.
Yes. Bonka Bantu, we all have our, you know, our Smolanyana skeletons where we're doing our things, you know, where we'll find Amandebele eating pap and jam, not even pap and peaches only.
Wait, do they mix it at the same time? Pap and jam? Are you serious?
In the past, we used to, Mangana Shivo would eat pap and jam.
Yeah, near we private school, Dr. Mahlangu, pap and jam. Same time. is this soft pap, or is it a bit coarse and hard?
No, it's pap, 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 pap. That's the pap that we use, not putu.
Yes.
The pap that Amandebele uses.
Yes.
Yes, the pap, the ordinary pap, the stiff pap, not stiff, but not the soft pap like the one
not
that
port,
is
yes.
by the stronger people, you
okay.
know. The, yes, but with pap and jam, it's shivo. We
Doctor,
used to, even myself, I used to ukshiba nge pap and jam.
Dr. Mahlangu, I want us to...
You don't want to eat... cabbage every day.
I want us to pick up it on this very note next time. We're out of time, but thank you for this lesson. I have learned something new. Shabange jam, ipap, ngiyabonga kakhulu, Dr. Mahlangu this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's editor in chief in Ndebele Dictionary Unit, University of Pretoria, Dr. Sponono Mahlangu, in our language corner as we go through isiNdebele.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.